This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Have you ever noticed I don't do a whole lot of introduction into anything I'm going to do? I just go right into it. I'm trying to save time. And I just wasted a bunch of time explaining why I try to save time. So let's move on. The Democrats, they are beyond hysterical that some people have chosen not to be vaccinated. I have chosen to be vaccinated, but if you choose not to be vaccinated, that's your right. You don't have to have a reason. It doesn't have to be a good reason. You can just not want, you know, it can be whatever you want to be, and that's your right as an American. But the Democrats are irrationally crazed about the January 6th setup of the insurrection. And when compared to the summer of riots that they wholly supported and even encouraged, what occurred that day was a non-event. But they are silent about the crime waves that are making New York and San Francisco, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Louis, and other Democrat-run cities unlivable killing fields while they're pushing these other things happening in these places due to policy as another means of gun control. They disingenuously rage on and on about how much more gun control is needed, but they know damn well that those doing the shooting don't obey any laws, let alone gun regulations. They don't want to hear about the gang war in the Bronx that is killing teens and the thousands that have been killed in Chicago. And after a year of defunding police, you know, demanding police be defunded, Ginger Goebbels or Jen Psaki or whatever you want to call it, the Baghdad Bob of the current White House, tried to blame the enormous spike in violent crime on Republicans. She said they were behind the defund the police campaign. No one's buying that lie. Nor will they buy Andrew Cuomo's bill to make gun manufacturers liable. And now Biden wants to investigate those who rationally purchased guns during the riots that wrought destruction in so many cities. And to add insult to injury, now this administration is going to monitor all text messages for COVID misinformation. How totalitarian is that one? Completely. One of the Chinese propagandists on CNN, Liana Wen, is so enraged that some folks have not submitted to these entirely experimental vaccines. She said life must be hard for the unvaccinated. They should have to be tested twice weekly. I'm sure everyone's going to go along with that one. Tens of thousands of migrants are pouring over the southern border. They're not being tested or vaccinated, but Americans have to be, I guess. Just who are Biden, Fauci, and the rest of those disseminating panic porn accountable to? That they've forgotten the first rule of the Nuremberg Code in the section entitled Permissible Medical Experiments. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Then, of course, there's the HIPAA privacy rule. And yet the left intends to mandate the vaccines for everyone, including children, who are at very little risk of getting COVID and at virtually no risk of dying from it if they catch it. And you just got, I mean, my big question here is why? It's never been done here that I'm aware of. We've had flu shots forever. I think 51% of the nation takes them. And they're available. I mean, it's a voluntary thing. If you want to take it, take it. If you don't want to take it, don't take it. When the vaccine came out, my first thought was, I'm going to get the vaccine because I don't want to wear a mask anymore. Because I knew that they were not going to look at the natural immunity you have or you develop once you've had the disease and say that was anything real, because there was too much controlling going on there. They wanted that control. So I just knocked one more of their little pins out of the way. I've taken so many vaccines over the course of my time, like, especially when I was in the military, that I'm pretty sure that's not going to be the way I go. But that's purely my opinion, and that only applies to me. Now, on the other hand, if you don't want to take it, you should never be forced to take it. Ever, ever, ever. If the vaccines are effective, then the vaccinated are protected, as are those who've had COVID and recovered. Why are they so alarmingly determined to vax every single human on the planet? COVID has a survival rate of 99%. And the fatalities are largely due in, you're already a weakened organism already. You've got some comorbidity, and COVID just pushes you over that edge. What is in these jabs that they're so maniacal about getting into each and every one of us? And why do they care so much? And why do they not care about the thousands who are being assaulted or are dying on city streets each week? Why don't they care about the millions of dollars the cartels are raking in thanks to Biden's open border policy or the rampant sex trafficking of girls and women these policies have engendered? In the Bronx right now, because of lack of law enforcement, the prostitutes are just walking around, literally almost naked on the streets, and nothing's being done about it. The left's priorities are upside down and thoroughly immoral. The hopelessly ill-qualified secretary of the HHS, Xavier Becerra, claims it is absolutely the government's business to know which Americans haven't been vaccinated. Really? Where does that say? Where does the Constitution say that, Secretary Becerra? I know you're not used to being constitutional, but unfortunately you've left California. It doesn't say it anywhere, by the way, Secretary. Chances are he's never read the Constitution, or like the rest of the left, they dismiss it as old and irrelevant. This administration is frantically politicizing the unvaccinated as right-wingers while assuring us they are not politicizing the issue. And it is principally young people who are choosing not to be vaccinated, not exclusively Republican men, as they would have you believe. And it's not at all political to those who have done their homework and sought out the information of big tech and MSM that they've censored, and they don't want the jab. But their hesitancy is being politicized, most especially by egomaniacally Tony Fauci. He seems unable to handle the fact that not all Americans see him as their savior. He's more closely aligned to the Grim Reaper. His fingerprints are all over this genetically engineered flu, thanks to his ideological and financial support of the gain-of-function development of the virus. And it seems like he and the rest of the mandate, the vax crowd, are owned by some entity that has them on the vax train. Is it China or Big Pharma? Have they all been bought? There simply has to be an explanation for the left's frenzy campaign to see more people vaccinated. COVID is not smallpox or polio. Most people are going to get it, are going to survive. And there are other therapeutics. And a vaccine was never necessary. But there's got to be something more insidious going on here. Something that has made guinea pigs of all of us who choose and may still choose to be vaccinated. It's a mystery why the catastrophic rise in gun violence is no mystery at all. Defund the police, institute no bail, don't charge the rioters and the looters and the arsonists with the crimes they've committed. Release criminals onto the streets over and over again. Make car break-ins effectively legal, as they have in San Francisco. Elect a bunch of DAs who are advocates for criminals. And you have a perfect storm of crime. The crime surge is as easily explained as day follows night. But the Fauciists are for some reason scared to death of the vaccine resistant, while the nonstop murder is making our major city so dangerous, doesn't bother them at all. And I just got to ask why that is. Now, I can tell you from my own experience as a vaccinated person that nothing else has happened since I've been vaccinated. And I know how to detect a transmitter. For those of you who think that there was some sort of a chip in that, I know how to detect that. So, and anybody that knows anything about communications would too. It's not no big secret. It's not a big secret. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here we are. We're in the middle of a time where the United States Congress has decided to start and institute a U.S. police force. And it's going to be in the form of the U.S. Capitol Police, which they are the only police department out there that are resistant to FOIA requests. This is why we don't know who shot Ashley Babbitt. Must have been a Capitol Police person. Now, they're meant to be purely for Congress. And because they have such a narrow jurisdiction, That's why they're not subject to any of the constraints that govern all of the police forces in America. They're not required to turn over evidence. They can, like the review of the Ashley Babbitt murder. They conducted that review under the cover of darkness. They hide people's identities and clear themselves of wrongdoing, all without having to answer to the public. They just do it. We don't ever know they did it, you know. But in this regard, as in the case with so many things Congress has voted in for itself, it is profoundly un-American, but there's some fun news here. January 6th, while they were pretending that there was an insurrection going on at the Capitol Police blew all their capital, I mean their money, pretending that it was an insurrection. So according to Politico, the super secretive Capitol Police, we have 2,200 police officers just to protect the fewer than 550 elected officials in Congress, soon won't have enough money to pay those officers their salaries. Now, that's never going to come to pass. That's never going to happen. But they basically spent their whole budget, and I would love to know when their fiscal year begins, but they spent it on January the 6th, which is hilarious because they were completely undermanned and overrun, which is, you know, I was talking with a writer named Lee Williams about this, because they're talking about opening up branches in various states to root out the insurrectionists. And they couldn't stop a bunch of grandmas looking for Instagram opportunities. But I digress. Coming from Politico, we get high-stakes talks on Hill security funding. Looked grim Monday with the Capitol Police close to running out of money for salaries after the Senate's top Democratic appropriator offered a $3.7 billion plan, nearly double the size of a House-passed bill the GOP has spurned as too big. Appropriations Chair Patrick Leahy released his own massive proposal to cover the financial fallout from the January 6th Capitol attack after Republicans countered Friday with a $632.9 million bill that scraps hundreds of millions of dollars for Democratic priorities to secure the Capitol complex. Leahy's offer, which doesn't attempt to bridge a widening partisan divide, would also patch the Capitol Police and National Guard budget shortfall amid growing urgency to assist both forces as they run short of cash and resources for salaries and training. Now, the police are working people, you know. I don't necessarily wish them ill, but I do. I lose all respect for them when they close ranks and keep silent about what happened on January 6th. But I get why they did it. One word. Mortgages. That's actually code. Because not all of them have mortgages. That's shorthand for the fact that government and corporate employees, even when they see heinous wrongdoing going on in the places that employ them, they say nothing. It's a battle between principal and making mortgage payments. Keeping work-based health insurance and putting money in the kids' college funds, principals will go out the window every single time. I had another discussion the other day. I have plenty of discussions. I talk too much, as it is, I think, sometimes. But I was having this discussion about a bill that some Republicans and some outsiders are looking at. National reciprocity. They want national reciprocity. I want national reciprocity. But I'm reminded of the times. How many times did they vote when the Republicans knew that it was going to get shot down? How many times did they vote to repeal Obamacare when Obama was president? And then how many times did they do that, vote for that repeal, when Trump was president and would sign it? See, I'm very wary of them doing any bill that has no chance of success. Because I think that's actually done so that you and I will look at that and say, they're doing their best. I don't ever believe that about them. So I get it. All of these guys, they're all guilty of doing whatever they got to do to keep their gig. Keeping a toehold in the middle class is an expensive and nerve-wracking process, and you can never stop scrambling to stay there. And I don't even know that I would make a different decision in their place. And you can believe what you want to believe about yourself. What's so ironic here is that the Capitol Police, after having sold their souls for their jobs, now stand on the brink of losing their jobs because they've run out of money. But they're not going to cross that brink because congressional Democrats need to buy their silence. So, for congressional Democrats, January 6th is the most powerful weapon in their arsenal. They've elevated it into something that they claim is bigger than Civil War, Pearl Harbor, and 9/11 put together. And the people in these D.C. prisons, over 500 of them, are just poor schlubs whose lives the Democrats destroyed in 2020 with their COVID madness. No more mortgages for these guys, hence their willingness to put it all on the line. They were then driven to despair, watching unconstitutional voting changes pave the way for massive election fraud. So they acted. Some of them, most of them were, it was such a mismatch, if you will, mash up of so many people with, they had people there from Antifa that were there to be provocateurs. They had people that were just regular people. The people that actually penetrated into the Capitol building, that wasn't all of the demonstrators. They'd still be there. And those that were acting the most were protesting. And so they've been weaponized now by the Democrats as grim examples of what happens to anybody who might dare to cross the Democrats. And their plight is the modern equivalent of the rotting heads of traitors that the British rulers decorated London Bridge with back in the day. So, given January 6th's usefulness, they don't dare allow the Capitol Police to become as desperate as the January 6th protesters. And while the protesters could do nothing more than walk through Congress and gawk, the Capitol Police could talk. They could explain exactly what happened on that day and tell what's in the 14,000 hours of video that the FBI and the other Democrat operatives refused to release. So while you can enjoy the thought of Democrats in Congress panicking at the thought of losing both their physical security and the Capitol Police's continued silence through January 6th, the reality is that the Democrats will find the money for the police if it's the last thing they do. And the Republicans will probably help them. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the Joint Futures Forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunity for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France.
This is USA Radio News. Los Angeles County announced it's going to reinstate indoor mask mandates amid surging COVID-19 cases. The mandate applies regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against the virus. COVID-19 cases are rising in 45 states as the more infectious Delta virus has become more prominent. Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay fines for trying to extort them out of millions of dollars. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've sort of been convinced, and some of you people that are listening on WYSL up in New York, you're going to recognize this young lady's name, Paloma Cabana. She has convinced me that January 6th is one of the major stakes with which the Democrats are using to come after gun owners and to, even though there were no guns on January the 6th, January 6th is one of these things that they think they can parlay. The problem is they're so focused on they're as focused on January 6th as they were on Obamacare, which is interesting to me. But I'm not going to get into comparing that. All of this stuff that has happened, the personal persecution and the isolation of vast swaths of the citizenry by the DOJ and the intelligence community and the judiciary in the wake of January the 6th should put a chill down the spine of every American, whether you think in my terms or not. This same troika, but with different nomenclature, was mobilized by the 20th century despots to eliminate their political enemies and establish a police state. The initial step in consolidating power is to incessantly demonize as enemies of the state whatever you could consider to be the political opponent. The second is to isolate and delegitimize them either by staging or so exaggerating an incident that any and all steps to quash them are acceptable in order to save the nation. So the question has to be, it's a very simple question, was January 6th pre-planned by legitimate Trump supporters? Was it spontaneous? Or was it a calculated setup? It can be, there's no other way, it can be no other things. Now, the American left and their wholly owned subsidiaries, the Democrat Party, and the media, which, you know, follows along, have for the past 12 years cast conservatives and Republicans as promoters of white supremacy. It was the Department of Homeland Security at the behest of Barack Obama that first declared in April of 2009 that right-wing terrorism or white supremacy was the greatest threat facing America. despite the fact that the actual number of true white supremacists is minuscule. I mean, do any of you know any? I don't actually know any avowed white supremacists. I know a few people that are racist. There's a big difference between being racist, which is just an attitude you carry with you every day, and being a white supremacist, which is almost a militaristic, it's a militaristic mindset. Barack Obama was the most radical and mendacious president in American history. He established the precedent that virtually every attack on conservatives or Republicans be framed in implacable racism and white supremacy. With the election of Donald Trump, those outright fabrications dramatically accelerated and were extended to include anyone who supported or voted for Trump. The only thing missing was that incident that could be, you know, hyperbolically exploited into a justification for unleashing the police powers of the government against conservatives. So that mishmash of agent provocateurs and protesters and grandmothers and everything else, this became that incident on January the 6th. Then this guy named Steve McCann at American Thinker, he wrote, "I abhor trafficking and conspiracy theories and have avoided doing so my entire life. Nonetheless, I cannot help but entertain a growing suspicion in the back of my mind after having witnessed firsthand the events of January 6th and the near complete lack of police presence at the Capitol and knowing what Antifa has done in other pro-Trump rallies, that the powers to be, at a minimum, hope what happened would happen." Now, Capitol Police, they requested augmentation of backup from the National Guard, and that was turned down by the Democrats, by Nancy Pelosi and the Sergeant-at-Arms. The FBI claimed they are aware of the possibility of violence by small fringe groups, and they notified the proper authorities at Capitol Hill. Despite that, no additional steps were taken in response by anyone in authority at the Capitol. Throughout 2019-2020, every Trump rally in Washington involved violence by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, whether it was the demands free speech rally in July 6, 2019, or the closing night of the Republican convention at the White House on August 27, 2020, or the Million MAGA March on November 14, 2020. The powers to be in the Capitol and the local government knew that of this recent history, yet refused to call in additional police or accept Trump's offer of 10,000 National Guard troops. Trump offered to augment it himself. Now, if you've ever been to some of these rallies, and in D.C., that's a good rally point for some reason. They can, you know, you can get 400, 500, 800, a million people there. And the January 6th Stop the Steal rally was among the larger that has been witnessed in D.C. But despite this, and despite where it was going to happen, and, President Trump was giving his talk at something called the Ellipse, which was about 50 minutes away on foot from the Capitol. Despite that, there was an obvious lack of preparation. And, it was practically non-existent crowd barriers at the Capitol. There was virtually no police presence at the east front of the Capitol. Very little at all on the west front. The overall police presence was woefully inadequate for the crowd everyone knew was coming to the Capitol grounds, not to mention the potential for violence being initiated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who always showed up at these Trump rallies. Now, if you look at those at the doors of the west front of the Capitol, they were all stereotypical Antifa-looking militants and atypical Trump supporters waving Trump flags trying to incite others as useless barriers of snow fencing that had been easily breached beforehand. The only attempt at crowd control with the police indiscriminately using flashbangs and tear gas against peaceful protesters and not arresting the obviously unruly ones. Then those same few police soon stepped aside and then they opened the doors, which had been unlocked from the inside, effectively inviting the protesters into the Capitol. Now, coming from the Democrats, we got the rally attendees were violent revolutionaries, and President Trump was their execrable leader and instigator of the insurrection to overthrow the government. So, January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor, you know. So, in order to save the nation, the full police force of government must be mobilized against this existential threat. Attorney General Garland testified that the invasion on January 6th was the most dangerous threat to American democracy ever. And the white supremacy, you know, conservatives and Trump supporters, that also was an imminent threat to the nation. He wanted $100 million for enhanced intelligence capability to monitor the threat. And he declared that the investigation into January 6th is the largest in FBI history. And then there's a 14,000 hours of video I was talking about. This was taken at the Capitol during the insurrection, and they have been cherry-picking isolated clips and releasing them to the media and to further their narrative. So, you know, we know the following. No one was charged with using sedition or possessing a lethal weapon. Bail was not granted despite the minor charges and no prior convictions. The FBI used theatrical and unjustified SWAT team tactics when they arrested suspects. All of those who were arrested were being detained and will be tried in Washington. And all the rioters are still running around free. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I don't want to be a Debbie Democracy Downer here, but this Cuban thing is going to go nowhere fast. And that's not what I want. What I want is for every communist to take a chopper header or a lamppost wing as partial retribution for that whole 60 years of tyranny they've inflicted on a great people. Here's how bad socialism is. It took a country full of Cubans and made it poor. And the communists should pay for that. But they can't do it by themselves, and I have zero hope because of that, that this is going to happen. Because President Krusty can't bring himself to call these commies commies. We're going to have to wait for a President DeSantis to send in the 82nd Airborne after he fires all the generals and holds a wokeness intervention to cure the military of its current ideological pathology so they could possibly try to win something for a change. I don't have much use for foreign intervention. I mean, I took part in one for 3 years in Europe. But liberating an island 90 miles off our coast that the Chi-Coms are slobbering to get a foothold on from a bunch of people with the same views as the Harvard Faculty Lounge seems like a pretty good use of our power. And unfortunately, the reality is that right now, in this moment, the Cubans are on their own. And that senile old weirdo isn't going to help them. And the squad would scream if he did. Having given up all their guns, the Cuban people are at a kind of a disadvantage. My solution would be to collect up all the AK-47s thrown down by the guys our military geniuses in Afghanistan trained up and airdrop them into Havana. And that too seems like an unlikely outcome. There's no way that Grandpa Badfinger is going to arm the people seeking libertad. And he's certainly not going to send in the Marines to play cap the commies. This means basically that the best we can hope for are economic and other pressures. So that means basically nothing. Abandoning the Cuban people is a standard Democrat move from way back when JFK did it to the Cubans, who convinced him to land at the Bay of Pigs, exactly what he did to Marilyn Monroe, except only figuratively to the Cubans. But why? I thought they liked oppressed Latinx folks. Well, it's because the Democrats like communist China, and they also like communist Cuba. They like everything about these places, and they see it as a role model. But, you know, this should not surprise you. The Democrats want you disarmed. They want fake elections. They want a pliable state media. Just last weekend, the FBI tweeted out that people should narc on their own family members for having bad thoughts. So it should come as no shock that the Asterisk administration has come down firmly on the side of pretending that this isn't some sort of groundswell of support for freedom. Here's what Julie Chung, some drone with the improbable title Acting Assistant Secretary for U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, tweeted. Peaceful protests are growing in hashtag Cuba as the Cuban people exercise their right to peaceful assembly to express concern about rising COVID cases / deaths and medicine shortages. We commend the numerous efforts of the Cuban people mobilizing donations to help neighbors in need. Now, they're expressing concern about the flu, sure they are. See, that's what libertad means. It's Spanish for Gesundheit. Just exercising those rights, right, Jules? She's just a ridiculous product of the garbage elite's college conformity factory. She added, "We're deeply concerned by the calls to combat in hashtag Cuba. We understand by the Cuban people's right for peaceful assembly. We call for calm and condemn any violence." And she should hang on right there. We should be all for violence against communist dictators. I'm all in on it. I fully support it. People have the right to revolt against tyrants, and we should back them all the way. We should join in. It's in our own best interest. It's baffling why some twit in D.C. thinks she gets to set the parameters for how other people in another country get to secure their freedom from a Marxist crime family. It is morally good to fight communists because they are evil. They should not be worked with. They shouldn't be compromised with. They should be defeated utterly without a second thought. This baloney is simply a way to keep the miserable status quo, at least for the Cuban people. And the leftists love it. They get to fly down and get wined and dined. They see all those cute 57 Chevys. They get a prostitute in exchange for a bar of Irish Spring. They get to come back here and lecture us on, Cuban literacy and health care. Asterisk isn't going to do squat except sputter out more cliches in that weird whisper voice he's adopted. And the communists will keep up their oppression, and the Democrats are going to keep on taking notes. But what's interesting, though, is just the whole way this came about, as far as the way it's being regarded here by the left. Now, right after the FBI tweeted that people should narc on their family members, that's when the Cuban people took to the streets to protest that kind of communist garbage. That's the kind of timing you just can't buy. This is the kind of quality work that led to our ace inspector Erskine's having no idea that the Mad Owl loving leftist from the list of Republicans and a rifle was doing at that softball field. I'm sorry, did I say Bernie Bros? Now, it's not just the FBI encouraging kids to turn in their birthing people to the authorities for unapproved thoughts that channels the Castro vibe. It's a whole bunch of things going down that demonstrate conclusively that the elite is totally down with oppression. And, of course, it's all in the name of democracy. And it was just this last July the 4th that the esteemed among the jerks New York Times informed us the flag is a symbol of badness. Meanwhile, in Cuba and in Hong Kong, the red, white, and blue is being fanned around in the air like a weapon. Or in the same way the woke corporations wave the rainbow flags right up until the last day of Pride Month. It came a week after the regime got caught tuning into Tucker Carlson's texts. The whole listening into the private communications of dissenters flex. That seems kind of familiar, too. The NSA sort of denied it. Weasel words, a red, flashing lights to a lawyer. But then, exactly as predicted, some public servant leaked the non-existent intercepts to the lapdog press. And the best part of that fiasco was that members of the Never Trump residue caucus, like Jonah Goldberg, denying that the establishment would ever do this, then insisting they were correct even after it became clear to all sentient life forms that this is exactly what the establishment did. I'd linked to Heavy G's tech tweets where in the classic internet formulation, he insisted that he was not owned as he slowly shrank and transformed into a corn cob, but he would probably block me. Plus, I'd have to get a Twitter account. I don't want one. It would either be because I mocked him for being a striving cabin boy on the cruise ship, or because I took the wrong side in one of his Kirk versus Picard debates. But despite having kissed a girl and therefore being alien to these kind of controversies, I'll die on the Kirk Hill, and damn what the pride of Goshar College thinks. I'm just not that concerned with it. But the deep state, you know, they have revealed themselves right at the time where everybody else is out there saying, we've had it with the deep state. We want freedom. That clamor will still continue throughout the world, unaided by us. And in the meantime, nearly half of the people here in the United States that are waiting on the government to tell them what to do next, they won't even notice. Keep your eyes open, please. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.